This is Dr. Singh and Dictating from Fairland Senior Care and Rehab Center. Patient first name is Anthony. Last name is Hogue, H-O-G-U-E. Date of birth is 9-12-1963. Date of evaluation is 5-3-2022. HPI history, page complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of Cymbalta. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 58 years old male. Who was seen by PA Liz on April 21, 2022. Patient is new to me. Peter and I discussed his condition with nursing staff and social worker. Patient's chart indicates a history of right above the knee amputation, phantom limb syndrome with pain, hereditary and idiopathic neuropathy, hypertension, difficulty walking, complication of unspecified artery following a procedure. Acquired absence of right leg above knee. Patient was pleasant during my evaluation. He acknowledged his physical limitations, but hopes to get fitted for prosthesis. He reports that he was transferred here from Providence Hospital in Southfield. Period. He hopes to go home and carry on living his life. Period. He acknowledged feeling sometimes down but denied any feelings of hopelessness. Period. No suicidal thoughts reported. No paranoia or delusional thoughts. Period. He denied any alcohol or substance abuse issues. Period. He talked about his faith in the Lord. Staff reports no behavioral problems. Period. He was admitted here on Cymbalta, which he states that was prescribed for phantom pain. Period. He knew that it's an antidepressant. Next paragraph, a review of systems. General physical limitations, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, unreported musculoskeletal right above the knee amputation, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hematologies, unreported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship. Patient reports that he's married, but chart indicates that he's single. The number of children, 5. Next paragraph, medical record, labs, diagnostic test, view, cartoon, form, and chart, nursing. Patient reports that prior to his amputation, he was involved in his son's little league games. Next paragraph, under history and habits, the medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, C record, family history, no significant family history available, tobacco history, patient does not smoke, alcohol history, patient drinks socially, drug history, occasional marijuana use, current medications, MAR reviewed, Cymbalta 60 mg once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 139 over 86, pulse 60, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements right above the knee, amputation, gait, wheelchair, self-propelled, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought process intact, association normal, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented type 3, memory recent and remote intact, funnel knowledge fair, judgment and insight fair, assessment plan adjustment disorder with depressed mood at 43.21. Plans continue Cymbalta as prescribed, but Cymbalta appears to be primarily used for neuropathic pain and phantom limb pain. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period staff needs to encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities, therapy, and notify our service for any persistent depression. Procedure code 99304 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SNRI, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment, above stated goal benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.